piece that I wrote looked at insurgent use of a strategy of hoaxes, of playing hoaxes on the Western press to get them to report stories that had actually never occurred. And in fact, it's an extension of what you've been looking at, because what allows them to use this strategy is new media communication information technologies. So in this particular case, there was a firefight between U.S. Special Forces Battalion and the Iraqi Special Forces Battalion they had been training, and a group of JAM, of the SOTR forces. They killed 16 or 17 guys. They captured an equal number, and at that point they left the area and returned to their own compound. By the time they got back to their compound, which took them about an hour, other JAM forces had moved the bodies of the men they had killed. So instead of it looking as if they had fallen while firing weapons, weapons had been removed, and it now looked as if they had fallen forward while in a position of prayer. They took pictures of the bodies and uploaded them to the web along with a press release, "American soldiers enter mosque and kill men peacefully at prayer." So you can imagine, you know, the uproar over this. An investigation had to be launched. The special forces guys, of course, had to be benched during the course of the investigation. And so you had a battalion that never could have been bested in battle, essentially neutralized by a cell phone camera.
Now, what year was this, Corey?
2006.
And how quickly was it on the internet from when the shooting ended?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Totally fabricated. And how long was that, one of our most elite fighting battalions, how long were they pulled off the line while the investigation was conducted?
1 month.
1 month. A battalion.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary story the first time I heard it. And so this is just one example. Now, I understand you had a monograph come out late in 2009 that talks about the full range of how our enemies are, frankly, far more successful in using modern media than we are.
Right. Well, because it's important to remember that it's really not just the internet. It's really a confluence of technologies that are being used in a very synergistic way. So it's the cameras that allow them to film events, attacks in particular. It's the software that allows them to edit or to manipulate images. And then it's the ability to upload those images very quickly and get them out onto the internet. And so it's all of these technologies coming together at the same time that permits them to then weaponize these technologies, so to say.
Yeah, I guess that is really called weaponizing, because if it neutralizes our forces, that's a pretty effective weapon. Not a great expense to the enemy, but pretty effective. Now, are we seeing more of this in Iraq than we are in Afghanistan?
Well, I think it's died down substantially in Iraq, in part because American forces simply by necessity had to become very good at being able to adapt to the presence of these kinds of strategies and to learn how to respond to them, because it's not simply a question of neutralizing them. I mean, that one case was a very extreme case. It's a question of using these kinds of materials for propaganda purposes, for recruitment, to gain financing. I mean, this really is a war of ideas. And so they're using the material that goes out on the web for all sorts of purposes. So I mean weaponized in that sort of metaphorical sense.
Yes.
As well.
Okay. Now tell us, Corey, let's use the internet here on our side. How can our listeners find more information? How can they find that monograph you published in November?
It's on the internet, on the Strategic Studies Institute website. So if they Google my last name, Dauber, D-A-U-B-E-R, and YouTube Wars, it'll pop right up.